Barton trying to take the lead back after leading by as many as nine. Here's Parker, leads in the left corner. Parker needs some help. Needs some help. Gets off to Jalen King, left wing. Spin move for Jalen. Lamp is missed, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. That's Franklin's second personal foul, 16th foul against Shawnee Mission North, and that will send Jalen King to the free throw line.
You definitely like to see him attack there.
Jalen? Oh.
Number four there, you would like to see the foul get called on him instead of two. He was in there swinging as well.
Yeah. Greg Jackson back in for Drew Hess. First free throw is good for Jalen King. One more for Jalen to get a Spartans the lead back. He's got five. Jalen, second free throw, short. Rebound, Doolin. We check back in for Giant. 25 all. Minute left to play. Daly, now Doolin. Gets off to Giant. 10 for the right side, no. Rebound picked up by Fred Jackson for Emporia High, looking to get the lead back. Up top, River Peters. Now Jalen King, left wing, up top, River Peters for three. Too strong. Rebound, Fred Jackson. They're going to get over the back on Fred.
Spartan foul is called on Fred Jackson. That's his second personal.
Second personal foul on Fred Jackson. Two more free throws coming up for Shawnee Mission North.
Yeah, every single foul. And that's why I said earlier, Dylan, it's dangerous because even on loose ball fouls like that, when just going to get the ball, and now you've possibly just given up two more points.
Daly,
one and a half.
Daly to the free throw line. He just went one of two. First free throw is good. Stewart and Seeley back in. Jackson and Leeds will sit down.
How many is that on Fred?
Fred's got two.
That's one of your main defensive keys right there.
Yeah, second one, too hard. Rebound wreck, but he's gonna get fouled by Doolin. And that's a one and one. Doolin with his first 17 foul. Cooper Reck going to the line for a one and one. Cooper on the season, 64% from the line. Byam back in as Franklin will take a seat.
Gotta make your free throws.
Yes, sir. Here's the first for Cooper, pinballing out. And the rebound goes to Shawnee Mission North. 26-25, Shawnee Mission North. And there's a deflected pass. It's stolen by Sheldon Stewart. Spartans can slow it down. Here's River Peters looking all the way. Got it rejected as he was going for the slam. As Doolin with the block and a foul call or deflected out of bounds.
That was a great contest there.
Actually, it stays as Casares back in for Bynum. 23.2. Emporia High trailing 26-25. Inbounds to River Peters. Now Jalen King with the basketball. 18 seconds. Seeley. Now Cooper Reck in between the rings. Now out to Sheldon Stewart. Seeley. Now Jalen King with a stutter step. Left block, out to Seeley, right wing, a three. Yes! Nice assist from Jalen King, a valiant net, 5-3, presses on. And they're going to call a travel at the horn on Casares, and that will do it. And that Calvin Seeley three, that's a valiant net, 5-3, always available, always fast, and always reliable. 28-26, Emporia High. They're going to put some time left on the clock. They're going to put 3/10 on the clock. Jalen King the inbound. Kind of a tip drill move. Jalen King inbounds River Peters. And that'll do it. No shot. And Emporia High will take a 28-26 victory or lead into the break. And now what do we got? Hold on.
No one touched the ball.
Hold on.
They have to inbound from the same spot, going the opposite way.
So a turnover on Jalen since he threw it out of bounds and kind of a tip drill again. Shawnee Mission North will have to go further away. Here's a one-handed pass, and Jalen King's going to get it.
on the inbound. So that's another turnover. That'll do it for the first half. Emporia High leads it 28-26. Take a break, and when we come back, we'll visit with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. That's next. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Kofeld Signs. The whole crew at Kofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans!
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com.
It's time now for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit. Or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you. At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Back at Spartan Gymnasium, Emporia High leads at 28-26, joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. And coach, I'll let you look at that real quick while I got the numbers on my iPad. And I know this is a game where... I caught Rebecca Snyder's dad when I was walking to get some water while we had a moment to get situated in between games. This was a game where I thought was you guys were playing at their level. What were your thoughts on that?
We only had four people score.
yes, Carolyn.
Sorry, I'm like looking at this. I'm like,
yes.
Okay, so that answers my questions there, Dylan. I did think we played at their level, so I'm a little disappointed in it. And somebody's going to think, you know, I'm crazy because we won by 30, but we were the better basketball team. You know, Shawnee Mission North, they came out here and they tried to hang with us, and they did a decent job. You know, they exposed us on some things, and we didn't guard hard, you know. But when you look at that book, we had two kids score that were, you know, significantly, and then after that it's 2-2-1. I mean, that's just not really what you want to see from the book usually.
All right.
Again, we're still a hair away from being really, really decent. And we told the girls we can either be a team that was good and, you know, won a lot of games, or we could be really at the top. And right now we're just a team that's good, that's winning a lot of games. And we got to kick it into high gear here.
Yep, and you want to go into the break on a high note,
right?
As well, and I mean, we brought it up in pregame that Shawnee Mission North had played a tough schedule to start the season, and I mean, your girls, I'm not going to say they overlooked them, but they needed to come out and just take care of business and not have anything go wrong for them.
Well, they're great kids, and here's the thing. They just still are lacking that killer instinct that I'm not going to give an inch. I'm going to hurt you on the glass right here. And we don't have that as a collective effort all the time. And we'll get it from two or three at a time, and then we'll get it from a different two at a time. And right now we haven't been able to put five kids out there collectively that have that killer instinct. And in order to be at White Auditorium in March, in order to beat Topeka Seaman, in order to beat St. Thomas Aquinas, we have to have a little bit meaner streak. And that's what we're lacking right now. And that's what's bothering me a little bit. You know, Kermer can score. You know, there's no ifs, ands about it. The kid can score. You know, but can she shut somebody down? And that's our challenge. And she can. You know, but we've got to get her there. You know, Rebecca, same thing. Rebecca took a shot. That was a bad shot. She was driving against three people. She did it because she could. you know, we need to get the mindset of we can't pull that off against Washburn Roll. We can't pull that off against those other teams. And again, you, and I just mentioned those two because they're our two leading scorers. You can go on down the line all the way to the ninth, tenth kid. You know, I was disappointed in how our bench finished.
Yeah.
They came in and took it for granted. There's opportunities. We have three kids, significant kids hurt, that would have been in our top eight right now. And you got kids that are fighting for minutes there, and I just don't know that we're seizing it. And that's what's a little frustrating. And there should be challenge there, and we're not challenging each other right now. We're complacent, and they're 5-0. And again, some of them, they're ranked number three in the state, mm-hmm. you know, but we need more to be better than that.
Yep. Well, and another thing, you got out rebounded by 1 point or one rebound.
That's
too
disheartening, man. You know, the glass, we look at toughness stats. In order to be tough, you win the battle of the free throw line and you win the battle of the boards. And we're not boarding it well. There was a lot of times we talked to them. How many times did they just fluster us and we not get to the ball? Or they were able to get the ball and we weren't. You know, it fumbles off our hands. And those are toughness things. Now, on the flip side, man, AJ is a tough kid. I mean, she goes out there and when she grabs that ball, she's not giving that ball up. You know, that's... But we need that from everybody all the time, and it's got to be. You know, she gets tired to you sometimes, but we're good, and there's no denying that. But we're still steps away from being really great. But on the flip side, again, Addie and Rebecca score a lot. That's good. Like I said, they did what they're supposed to tonight.
Well, get them ready for Great Bend. Great Bend plays Larned tonight, and they're looking to get some sour taste out of their mouth as they lost to Haven in the championship game of the Kingman tournament over the weekend. So go have a couple good days of practice, and we'll catch up with you on Friday night in Great Bend.
Yeah, Great Bend's going to be tough, so we got to get ready.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here during the Long Bine Auto Plaza halftime show. Let's take a 30-second break, and when we come back, we'll go over the halftime numbers. Emporia High leads at 28-26. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control 620-343-2300 and go Spartans. Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at Emporia High, Dylan Sherwood and Darian Harris with you. It's time now for our halftime stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Shawnee Mission North, they are led in scoring by Azee Jine with 8 points. They got 6 from Alex Casares, 4 from Liam Daly, and 3 each from Makai Franklin and Remy Broom and Quincy Bynum with 2. The Bison shoot 53%, 9 of 17. They were 3 of 8 from the 3, 38%. And they were 5 of 9 from the free throw line for 56%, 19 rebounds, and they commit 17 turnovers. I don't know how that's the case, but that's how I've been tallying it. For Emporia High, balance. Cooper Reck leading the way with 6. Jalen King's got 5. Brett Jackson and River Peters. Drew Hess all with 4. Calvin Seeley with 3. Sheldon Stewart with 2. Spartans shoot 12 of 33 from the field for 36%. They were 1 of 8 from 3, 13%. That came from Calvin Seeley. And Darian, the number that's important right now, 3 of 11 from the free throw line, 27%. A lot of empty points left on the board.
Yeah, and you know, you got Shawnee Mission shooting 50%. And Emporia's only shooting 36. And when you look at that, you know, they're only up by 2 points. You know, they could very well be down right now with the percentage that they have shooting wise.
Go ahead. 15 rebounds and 12 and 5 turnovers for Emporia High. That was your halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making a Lyon County a better place to be. Give me give me finish your thought, Darian. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I just want to see what kind of adjustments they make. Shawnee Mission starting to use a little bit more of their height, and let's see what Emporia can do with it.
Starting five for both teams back out on the floor. Shawnee Mission North will have the basketball, and they'll play it across the way. As the defensive chance started by the Spartan student section. Here's Dally. And deflected. Giant inside. Giant almost got a pick. Floater on the way from 10. He banked it in. Giant's got 10. The game is tied at 28. River Peters missed from point blank. Rebound, Giant. Emporia High. Ooh, almost two steps taken by Franklin. He's fouled. It's a block on Emporia High.
Got to move the feet.
Parker leads with his third personal. That's a big foul. As he'll sit down, Sheldon Stewart back into the Emporia High lineup.
Early in the second half.
Early. Not even 30 seconds into the third quarter. A skip pass to Kassar has lost control of it.
Whoa.
Now to Franklin near the midcourt stripe. Now Daly left corner, a three, no. Giant with a board. Here's a three off of the mark by Broom. Rebound Emporia High. Cooper Reck turned it over. Stolen by Broom. Layup missing by Peters. Put back missed by Drew Hess. And Emporia High gets a steal. Here's a steal.
Oh.
Here's River. Cooper Reck with the basket, and the assist goes to Sheldon Stewart. Cooper Reck's got eight. Spartans back up front, 30-28, 6:38 to play here in the third.
How about that crossover,
Dylan? Yeah, yeah. Franklin, top of the key. He'll fire for three. Short. Rebound Daly. And a foul on Daly. Dolly, that's his first. Team foul number one. Bynum back in for Broom. Red Jackson back in for Emporia High as Cooper Reck will take a seat. He's got eight. 6:25 to play here in the third. Spartans up a deuce. 30-28. Drew Hess with it on the left wing over to River Peters. Now Fred Jackson with the left corner. Up top to Jalen King. Lost it for a second. Jalen got it back. Kicks it out to River Peters. Right wing. River to the basket. Layup missed from point blank. Put back good for Fred Jackson. And Fred Jackson with a big put back. He's got six. The lead is four for Emporia High. 32-28. 5:55 to play here in the third. Bynum gets it off to Franklin across the timeline. Over to Dolly. Now here's Casares. Now Franklin with the basketball. Now Casares bounce pass to Bynum, right corner. Up top, Dolly. Dolly gets over to Franklin. Needs some help. Franklin double team, now runs into a triple team. Lost control of it, and he trips Sheldon Stewart to the floor, and they're going to get that on Emporia High. Wow. Foul is on Sheldon Stewart, his second team foul, number two. Seeley back in as River Peters will take a seat.
And it's got a little tangled up there.
Well, and I mean, when you trip somebody over, that's got to be a foul. And Sheldon got called with it instead. Peters, Franklin to inbound. Over to Dolly. Bounce pass, out of bounds, deflected. Stays with Shawnee Mission North.
And Emporia trying to gain some momentum.
Yep, they're up four. Need to keep it going. I'll throw it into the backcourt to Bynum. Bynum to bring it off the floor. Fred Jackson with the assignment. Now over to Franklin. And bring it into Dolly. Oh, back to Bynum. Top of the key over right wing. Casares. Casares. Double team kick ball. Stays with Shawnee Mission North.
They're trying to pick up the pressure on the defensive end.
Reck back in for Hess. 3 minutes into the third quarter, Spartans up 32-28, have led by as many as nine. Then a 15-0 run by Shawnee Mission North, who has led by as many as six. Casares inside Dolly against Jalen King. Out to Casares, back to Casares. Now Bynum. Bynum in between the rings. Bynum skip pass. That's deflected, but Casares got it back. Bynum now over to Franklin. Right corner, a three. That banked in.
Wow.
Makai Franklin has four. 32-31 Emporia High. 4:25 to play here in the third. Seeley up top to Sheldon Stewart. Now Fred Jackson left wing. Fred looking to drive. Floater on the way. Missed. Rebound. Seeley got it blocked. And Calvin is fouled, and he'll go line for a pair of free throws. Foul is on Franklin. That's his third. Team foul number two. And Seeley will go to the line for the first time this season. Calvin, the 6 foot junior, first free throw is good. Broom back in as Franklin will take a seat with three. Dyer back in as well. As Dowley will take a seat. Calvin with one more. He's got four, looking for point number five. Missed the second. Jine with the rebound for Shawnee Mission North. 33-31 Emporia High, nearing the halfway point of the third. Here from Spartan Gymnasium. Broom over to Bynum. Left block shot from 15 off the mark. Rebound, Calvin Seeley. Now Sheldon Stewart looking to drive. Kicks it out. Jalen King. Stutter step from 15. But he kicks out Calvin Seeley for three. No, from the left wing. Rebound picked up by Casares for Shawnee Mission North. Deflected pass. Fred Jackson almost got it deflected. And he got it deflected. It's off of Bynum. And Fred Jackson with some good defense there, Darian.
Yeah, just too much pressure from the Emporia Spartans there.
Peters and Hess back in as the cousins will take a seat. Jalen King and Fred Jackson. 3:38 to play here in the third. 33-31 Emporia High. Inbound. Drew Hess left good. Give Sheldon Stewart the assist. And Drew has 10. Well, Drew has 6. 35-31 Emporia High. Here's Dyer. Got it blocked by Drew Hess. Emporia High with the basketball. Calvin Seeley, right corner, three. No. Rebound picked up by Dyer. Here's a double team. Now deflected pass. It's loose. It's off Dyer. It's loose on the floor. It's picked up by Dyer. Seeley almost had it. Inside Jine. Easy layup is good. Jine's got 12. 35-33. Hess missed the layup. Rebound Broom or Shawnee Mission North. 35-33 Emporia High. 2:42 to play. Inside Giant. Too much juice on that one. Jackson back in. And Cooper or Parker Leeds back in. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Timeout Shawnee Mission North. Emporia High will have the basketball in backcourt. Full timeout. Let's take a 30. Spartans up 35-33. 2:40 to play in the third. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, all the sports you need, live and local.
2:40 to play here in the third quarter. Spartans up a deuce, 35-33. Emporia High will send out Stewart, Jackson, Peters, Hess, and Leeds. Shawnee Mission North will deal with Jine, Broom, Casares, Dyer, and Bynum. Parker Leach will bring it up the floor across the timeline. River Peters on the right wing. Up top to Drew Hess. Now Sheldon Stewart with the basketball. Out to Parker. Leeds in traffic. Layup is good. Parker Leeds with his first basket of the ball game. Spartan lead is four. 37-33. 2:17 to play here in the third. Spartans bringing the pressure. Here's Dyer, who took too many steps. No call. Dyer.
Oh, he doubled.
Gets off to Casares. Casares. Out Bynum with the basketball. Skip past the Broom. Now Casares, left wing, a three, good. Casares has nine.
Can't give up open shots.
37-36, Drew Hess, wide open for three, left wing, swish! Drew Hess made the three the other night, and that's a Valiant Fiver three. Valiant Fiver, always fast, always reliable,
oh,
and always fast.
Over.
And a steal by Emporia High. Sheldon Stewart, here's Parker Leeds.
I didn't want you a trip.
I didn't want you a trip over there. Here's a three at the top. Missing by River Peters. Put back. Missed by Parker Leeds. And Chine picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number three. And Parker Leeds will go to the free throw line. Free throw on the way is short.
Free throws are killing them tonight.
Jalen King back in for Sheldon Stewart as Doolin back in for Jine.
And Emporia has to take advantage right now with Jine going to the bench.
Second free throw for Parker. Good. Parker's got three, all of them here in the second half. Seeley back in for Leeds. 1:24 to play here in the third. Spartans back up five. 41-26 have led by, or 41-36 have led by as many as nine. Bringing the full court pressure again. Here's Doolin. Almost got a pocket pick, and Jalen forced it. Jalen looking to go coast to coast. Jalen in traffic. Layup is missing. Rebound tipped. It picked up by Doolin. Man, Emporia High had a big opportunity there to go up seven. And Seeley with a steal, and it's River Peters got it blocked. And two free throws coming up for River Peters.
And defense leading the offense again.
Doolin with his second personal foul, team foul number four. And that will send River Peters to the free throw line. Free throw on the way is good. River needed that one. He's got five.
And River and Baldwin. Tell them to pick it up on the defensive end.
River with five. He's an 80% free throw shooter. Second free throw. Pinballing out. Rebound Dyer. 6-point lead for Emporia High. 42-36. 52 seconds of play here in the third. Skip pass inside. Almost deflected. Here's Casares. Went by Jalen King and laid it up and in. Casares has 11. 42-38, River Peters, top of the key, a three. Pinballing out.
And just not having a lot of luck from out there, Dylan.
Dyer with a rebound, Emporia High still bringing the pressure. 42-38, Emporia High, 25 seconds to play here in the quarter. Bynum, and they're going to hold for the last shot. Casares, back to Bynum. Bounce pass to Casares, he'll fire for three, way off the mark. Rebounds out of the bounds, he'll go to Emporia High.
And, you know, we got lucky there. He's hit his last couple of threes from out there. Yep. Can I leave those open?
Emporia High with a chance to go up more. Inside Drew Hess, 8 seconds. Seven. Out to Jalen King for three, right corner. No. Broom with the rebound. 1 second. Broom from three quarters. Court off the mark. And that'll do it for quarter number three. Emporia High with a 4-point edge, 42-38. Heading to the fourth here at Spartan Gymnasium. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial, repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm Agent Pete Euler.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Emporia High with the basketball out of the timeout. They'll send out Reck, King, Hess, Stewart, and Seeley. And here we go to start quarter number four. Sheldon Stewart now over to Cooper Reck on the left in the left corner. Cooper dribbling to his right. Cooper in between the ring gets out. Calvin Seeley, right corner three. Pinballing out. Rebound picked up by Dolly for Shawnee Mission North. Here is Broom, now Bynum, right wing. Bounce pass to Broom, left wing. Now Daly, Daly against King, and King's going to get called with a bump against Daly. Jalen with his second personal foul, team foul number three. Parker Leach will come back in for Jalen King. Broom to inbound. Inbounds to Bynum. Kasaris out, not out there for Shawnee Mission North. Franklin back in there as well. He's playing with three personal. Broom in the left corner, a three. Yes.
And Shawnee Mission has done a great job tonight finding those open holes in the press.
Broom's got six. It's down to one. 42-41. Parker leads in the paint. Parker in traffic. Layup good. I don't know how Parker Leeds got that one up and it got triggered in. And Parker's got five all here in the second half. 44-41 Emporia High. 6:48 to play. Dolly deflected pass. Stolen by Sheldon. Stewart looking to go. Here's Cooper Reck out to Seeley. Right wing out to Cooper Reck. Right wing a three. Yes! Big value net, 5-for-3. Cooper Reck's got 11 and a timeout is called. Emporia High will take it, and they lead it by six, 47-41, 6:35 to play. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here. Darian, the big bucket by the junior, Cooper Reck.
Yeah, and a great timeout there by Coach Baldwin, trying to hold on to some of this momentum that they're working on.
They needed that three bad because they've made two here in the second half. And the Emporia High three-point shot value brought to you by Valiant Fiber. Valiant Fiber, always available, always reliable, and always fast. Timeout in Emporia High. Emporia and Coach Lee Baldwin still trying to get his team some energy in this place. And, I mean, this has been a good crowd here tonight on a Tuesday night. That Spartan student section has been kind of quiet about half tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a close game tonight. It has not been a blowout by any means.
And they get the defensive chance started. Here's Broom in between the rings. Now Franklin with the basketball. Franklin, double team, gets it off to Bynum. Bynum, they get it back to Franklin. Franklin double team out to Bynum. Bounce pass Franklin. Franklin in the paint, got it blocked by Drew Hess. Drew with a block. Emporia High looking to go up nine. Here's Seeley, left or right wing, a three, short. Rebound picked up by, and a stutter step move by Emporia High. And that was Parker Leeds with a bucket. Parker's got seven. Emporia High's lead is eight. 49-41, and too much juice on that one. It was Franklin, and he coughs it up and threw it away.
There's some momentum.
5:42 to play. Spartans up 49-41. Largest lead with nine. Parker leads. Kicks it out. Drew Hess left corner. Drew in traffic. Lost it. Still loose on the floor. Drew got it back. Puts it up. Got it partially blocked. And Drew's going to go line for a pair of free throws. That'll be on Doolin. That's his third. Team foul number five. And Drew Hess will go to the free throw line. He's got 9 on the night. Warrior High looking to finish here down the stretch. Drew with a pair of free throws. 9 points on the night. Make it 10. Jine back in for Dally. And Darian, they're going with the two big look. The backup and the and Jine are in, so this is going to be interesting. For a 10-point lead, Drew missed it. Rebound, Dally.
Shawnee Mission has done a good job fighting tonight, staying in this game. And like you said, Dylan, they are going with their two big lineup. We're going to see if they can go on one final run here to get back into the game.
Here's Broom trying to drive. Lays it up. No. Rebound, Sheldon Stewart. And Parker Leeds lost it. And Jine, and if Emporia High, if Parker would have caught that ball, that could have been a 11-point advantage. Here's Broom right wing, a 3. Good.
And they're still hanging around, Dylan.
Broom's got 9, and timeout for Shawnee Mission North. It's a full timeout. Let's take a 30. Spartans lead it by 6, 50-44, 4:58 to play. This is Spartan basketball on KVOE. Let's keep it right here. Darian, we got to get some thoughts here about this one while we have a moment. But this Emporia High team, we've seen them all year have big leads and evaporate, had a 9-point lead early, and, you know, just interesting basketball here, letting their opponent stay in this game.
Yeah, and, you know, we kind of talked about this last game with, you know, having that mindset. You know, they've had Shawnee Mission on the ropes a couple of times tonight and just haven't been able to put the nails in the coffin. And, you know, you want to be able to put these type of games away because, you know, a good team like this, you let them hang around. And, you know, the last 5 minutes, 5 minutes is a long time. You give them a lot of opportunities to score.
And this is a team that plays in the Sunflower League, one of the toughest 6A leagues in Eastern Kansas. And I mean, they play the Olathe schools, they play the other Shawnee Mission schools, Shawnee Mission East, Shawnee Mission South, Shawnee Mission North. They play Lawrence and Lawrence Free State. So it just shows the competition is good in their league. Just like the Centennial League. Here's Sheldon Stewart. Deflected pass. Fred Jackson got it. And it's loose on the floor. Emporia High almost coughed it up. Drew Hess, turnaround jumper. Good! Drew Hess has 12. Too shy of a season high, which he had against Ottawa. 52-44 Emporia High. 4:35 to play. Bynum over to Jine. Left wing. River Peters with the assignment. Now Franklin with the basketball. Now Bynum. Now Franklin with the basketball at the left block. Loose ball picked up by Drew Hess. Emporia High looking to go. River Peters, layup good. River Peters needed that. He's got 8.
And Emporia High can smell blood in the water.
And their largest lead of the game right now, Darian, is 10. 52-44. 4 minutes to play. Can the Spartans finish down the stretch? Broom, deep three right wing. Too hard. Rebound Sheldon Stewart. Spartans looking to run. Sheldon looking to go. Dishes out to Peters. They're going to get offensive foul on Sheldon Stewart. Driving to the cup. That's Sheldon Stewart. Team foul number 4. Casares back in for Shawnee Mission North. As Bynum will take a seat.
You just got to make better decisions there on the break.
Franklin will take a seat. Leeds, King, and Reck back in for Emporia High. Up 10, trying to get another stop here. Broom, deflected pass into the hands. Up River Peters, Spartans looking to run. Here's Fred Jackson in traffic. Extra pass, River Peters for 3, partially blocked, but it rimmed out. Rebound, Jine for Shawnee Mission North, and a foul in backcourt. Foul is on Fred Jackson. That's his 3rd, team foul number 5.
Just a little too physical there.
3:20. It's Timeout Emporia High. It's a full. Let's take a 30. Spartans up 54-44, 3:26 to play. This is Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan. When you need an orthopedic specialist, call 785-537-4200 and go Spartans. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, he believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much more to love at Pizza Ranch. 3000 West 18th Avenue, go Spartans.
KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
Back at Emporia High, Dylan Sherwood and Darian Harris with you. Spartans up 54-44, 3:26 to play. Darian, what is Coach Baldwin talking about in that huddle that they're about to break?
Well, you know, they were up, they were down. You know, they shot themselves in the foot a couple of times, and now they're back up, and, you know, they're kind of rolling right now. So I know he's telling them, you know, let's keep the momentum, keep the pressure, and let's get out of here tonight.
They want to get out of here with a 5-0 record. And even though the Spartans are 4-0, they were not ranked in this week's KBCA rankings. But if Emporia High can get another signature win and go into the break 6-0, that'd be pretty good. Here's Bynum, missed all of it. Rebound in the hands of Cooper Reck for Emporia High. I mean, Hayden didn't even drop the three. Inside Fred Jackson layup, too hard. Rebound out of bounds. It's off of Dueling. It'll stay with Emporia High. Stewart back in for Fred Jackson. Emporia High inbounds inside and deflected off of Shawnee Mission North. It'll stay with Emporia High. Sheldon Stewart with the basketball. Now Parker leads. Over to Jalen King, right wing. Over to Cooper Reck, right baseline, looking to drive. Blocked by Jine. Rebound into the hands of Broom.
And there's that high, affecting the shots down low.
And Emporia High cannot let down, leading by 10 with 2:33 to go. A couple of threes by Shawnee Mission North could get them back into this game. They've been known of shooting it, and Broom got it picked. Stolen by Jalen King. Barton's looking to go. Dish it off to Cooper Reck. Layup good. Give Jalen another assist. Cooper's got 13. Spartans up 12. 56-44. Offensive foul on Quincy Bynum, and Jalen King drew it.
Good charge.
Bynum with his third. Team foul number six. Hess and Seeley back in as Stewart and Peters will take a seat.
He sold that one.
Well, that was big. Trying to put the dagger on this one, Darian.
Yeah, they're trying to put the nails in the coffin.
56-44 in Emporia High with their largest lead of 12. 2 minutes to play. Inside Drew Hess. Wide open blocked by Bynum. And Drew's going to go to line for two. And Bynum just picked up his fourth.
Shawnee Mission coming out with a press of their own.
And bonus time for Emporia High. The final minute, 40, minute 59. Drew Hess to the line for two. First free throw is good.
If your team presses a lot, you should be able to break a press, right? Isn't that kind of how that's
supposed to work? Second free throw for Drew. Got them both. Drew ties a season high. He had 14 against Ottawa, has 14 tonight. He'll take a seat along with Parker Leeds as Nolan Jacob back in along with Fred Jackson. Offense for defense, 58-44 Emporia High, minute 50 to go. Ready to be 5-0 on the season, surpass that win total big time. And deflected pass, Seeley loose on the floor, and there's a whistle, but so it went out of bounds. It stays with Shawnee Mission North. I thought that was an inverted whistle or a buzzer.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
There.
I didn't hear a whistle.
I didn't hear a whistle either. They just stopped the play.
So Broome to play to the left of the scorer's table. He'll inbound to Casares. And the Giant. Giant in the paint. 13-footer straight away. Good. Giant's got 14. 58-46 Emporia High. Leading by 12. Largest lead was 14. Minute 20 to play. Spartans looking for a sweep here tonight. And both Spartan teams looking to go 5-0 and heading to Great Bend on Friday night to end the pre-Christmas schedule. Sheldon or Cooper Reck with the basketball. Spartans with a road trip ahead of them on Friday night. There's Nolan Jacob. 1 minute left of this ball game and a foul by Casares. 18 foul. Casares picks up his second. 18 foul, 1-1 for Jalen King. Jalen on the night, he's got 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists for the 5'8 senior transfer from Texas, the cousin of Fred Jackson. They empty the lane. First free throw for Jalen. Good. He's got 6. Jalen looking for his 7th point and get the Spartans back up 14. Under a minute to play. Second one for Jalen. Missed. Rebound Doolin. 59-46. Emporia High up 13. 53 seconds to play. Emporia High still bringing the pressure defensively. Kick ball. It'll stay with Shawnee Mission North. They'll play across the way. Broome will inbound. Broome, right wing. He's trying to fire from 3. Broome. Almost deflected. Almost went into the backcourt with Casares. Dive of the key. Now Broome right wing a 3. That's short. Rebound Cooper Reck. Cooper with 13 and 7 on the night. Jalen King with a stutter step across the timeline. Over to Cooper Reck. Dive of the key. 25 seconds. And they're going to try to keep away from this. They're going to try to. Emporia High's trying to time it out. And they're going to hold it. And Darian. This Emporia High team is 5-0.
They started out great this season. They're playing together. And, you know, they were down tonight, and they were able to hang around the game and show some grit to come back and get their W.
And Emporia High will sweep tonight. They defeat Shawnee Mission North 59-46 to improve to 5-0 on the season. And they have one more game in the pre-Christmas schedule at Great Bend. And they should be some good ones coming up on Friday night. It's a Spartan sweep from Spartan Gymnasium here at Emporia High. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll be in the Prairie Land Partners John Deere post-game show. Spartans win it 59-46 over Shawnee Mission North. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
It's time now for the Spartan postgame show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return to the gymnasium to recap tonight's game right after this timeout.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners has service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
It's a Spartan sweep here at Spartan Gymnasium as the Emporia High boys defeat Shawnee Mission North 59-46. I'm Dylan Sherwood along with Darian Harris, and another clean sweep for Emporia High for the fifth time this season.
Yeah, you know, we saw, you know, a little bit of unconventional play from both, you know, a little sloppy at some points, but they hung in there and they got big wins tonight.
Well, let's go over our game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First, for Shawnee Mission North, we'll go over the individuals and the team numbers for them first. They got 14 from Jine Casares with 11. They got 9 from Broome, 6 from Franklin, 4 from Dolly, combine them with 2. Shawnee Mission North shoots 17 of 36 from the field for 47%. They were 7 of 18 from beyond the arc for 39%. And they were 5 of 9 from the free throw line for 56%. They rebounded the ball 36 times. Jine had 8 rebounds. And I don't know how they had 29 turnovers, Darian, but that's what I had unofficially. So, for the victorious Emporia High Spartans, 2 in double figures, led by Drew Hess with 14, Cooper Reck with 13. 7 each from Parker Leeds and River Peters. 6 each from Jalen King and Fred Jackson. 4 from Calvin Seeley. And 2 from Sheldon Stewart. Emporia High shoots 38%, 23 of 61. 3 of 18 from beyond the arc for 17%. And Darian, the number that sticks out again, the free throw line. 10 of 23 for 44%. They rebounded the ball 27 times. 8 turnovers, but had 17 steals on the night.
And those 17 steals are big, but, you know, I think Coach Baldwin's going to be looking at those free throws, and, you know, there was a lot of short bunny shots that were missed, a lot of layups. So I think, you know, those are going to be his prime focus going into that next, into the next game, is definitely making free throws and layups.
Those were your game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll pick a play of the game, player of the game, and we'll catch up with Emporia High boys basketball coach Lee Baldwin. Spartans win at 59-46. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial and Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Spartans win at 59-46 over Shawnee Mission North to improve to 5-0 on the season. It's time now for our play of the game brought to you by Shelter Insurance agent Callie Madrano for auto, home, life, or business insurance. See Shelter agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th here in Emporia. And Darian, do you have a play of the game in mind?
I think I would go with Cooper Rex dunk.
Okay.
Big moment there for the Spartans to gain some momentum in a close game.
Well, Cooper Rex dunk, I believe that was in the second quarter.
Yep.
I believe so. Cooper Rex dunk in the second quarter. It's our play of the game brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano for auto, home, life, or business insurance. See Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th here in Emporia. It's time now for our player of the game brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And we will pick our player of the game after this 30-second timeout from Toso Family Eye Care. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Did you know that 80% of what we remember is visual? Make some great memories this holiday season and beyond when you visit Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso handles all general eye care and management of eye disease. At Toso Family Eye Care, you'll find unique frames and a variety of contact lenses to help you look and see your best this season. Call 620-342-6282 to make an appointment. Find them on Facebook or online, tosofamilyeyecare.com.
KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
And Darian, this is a tough decision for our player of the game. Cooper Reck had a good night with 13, and Drew Hess had 14. We're going to go with Drew Hess. I agree with that, Darian.
I think he held his own pretty good tonight against the 6'6 big man. So
yeah.
I'm going to go with Drew Hess tonight.
I'll second that. Vote. Drew Hess is our player of the game, brought to you by Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And we're going to keep it right here. Darian going to go hunt down Lee Baldwin. Got some finals for you, some area games. Let's see if I can pull these up on Twitter real quick. Final score from Melbourne. The Burlingame Girls defeat Meredithine Valley 53-32. Kaylin Noonan with 35 points and 15 rebounds. It's a single-game record, single-game school record at Burlingame for Noonan for points in a game and rebounds in a game. So congrats to Jeff Slater and company with a 21-point victory over Meredithine Valley tonight. Also in Lyon County League play, Lebo, the second-ranked team in Class 1A Division 2. Lebo all over Hartford, 82-34. And in that game, Audrey Peak with 29 points. Brooklyn Jones had 22. Sage Hadley with 18 to lead the way for Patrick Gardner and company. And we'll have Opie and Lebo on Thursday night in our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM. That should be a very good one. So, and here in just a moment, we'll be joined by Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. I'm going to let him take a seat or he can stand. Or Coach, you want to take a seat or you want to stand?
No, I don't like sitting. I pace anyway.
Well, I can tell you, I'm going to go ahead and stand up. I've been crawled down on this in this bleacher all night. But, Coach, we've seen it all year. You had a 9-point lead there in the second quarter. They went on a 15-0 run. They led by as many as six, and then you guys were able to flip the script and got the lead at halftime. Calvin Seeley hit a three before the end of the first half, and then it was kind of back and forth, and then got some separation there in the mid-third quarter, and then found a way to pull away. Let's talk about tonight.
They went on a 15-0 run in the second quarter?
Yeah. That was 18-9.
I've got to be the worst coach in the state of Kansas with point differential in the second quarters this year. I don't know what it is, but, man, I tell you, I need to go back and look at our point differentials in the second quarter because, my Lord, man, I'm probably bottom third in the state with our point differential in the second quarter. My God, 15-0 run, wow.
Yeah, 15-0 when it was 18-9, and then they went up six.
Wow.
So
that's good coaching on my part right there.
Well, they had some shooters tonight make them from three, but I'll tell you this, Just what were the adjustments at halftime, knowing that you regained a lead after they went on that 15-0 run?
Well, Dylan, our adjustments at halftime, and this is, you know, this is high level rocket science type stuff I brought to him. I said we need to land on 2 feet on offense, and then turn it into a track meet on defense. And that was really about it. I said I don't care how many free throws we miss, I don't care what we're shooting from three. They only played 7 guys in the first half. Just wanted to wear them out, and I said when we get in their legs in the late third quarter, they're going to start being sloppy with the ball, and that was the difference in the game. It get us some transition looks, finishing around the basket, so we did a better job of finishing in the second half than we did in the first half. So, wasn't real complicated adjustments at halftime.
Well, your two bigs were big tonight with Drew Hess and Cooper Reck, you know, combined for 27 points. Drew had 14, Cooper had 13, but what'd you like from the bigs tonight? Because they were big for you tonight.
They were big for us tonight, and they had some size. I mean, they had a 6'6", 6'7", kid with really long and lanky, and then they brought a 6'5", 6'6", kid off the bench. So I thought Cooper was really – I think he was our most aggressive guy taking the ball to the basket, and then Drew did a good job of finishing around the basket in the second half. So, you know, when you can get 27 points combined from your quote-unquote big guys, you know, that's really encouraging. And I think the best thing about us tonight is we did not play well offensively. I don't know what we were from three, but it was not good, and it was not good from the free throw line either.
Yeah.
And you look up, and we scored 59. So that's a good problem to have right there.
I don't know if you want me to bring up those numbers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Three of 18 from three and 10 of 23 from the free throw line.
Yeah, there won't be any DVDs made about the shooting performance from us tonight, so you don't have to worry about that. So, but the good thing is when we were able to shoot like that and still win by double digits late in the game, and I think that was because of our press and wearing them out.
Yep. You turned it into a track meet. You're still trademarking it.
Yeah, we're trying to. that's the way we're gonna have to play.
Well, you're 5-0 for a reason, and finding ways to win ball games. And I mean, this has got to be another signature win. Even though they were 1-2, but they played a really tough schedule to start the season.
Yeah, they played DeSoto, who's the defending 5A state runner-up, who's ranked third. They were down 2 at halftime. They ended up getting away from them. After the third quarter against Olathe Northwest, who's ranked in 6A, they were down 4. That got away from them in the end, kind of like how it did tonight. So they've played some really good teams, and I told our guys there's nothing that we're going to show them that they haven't seen at a higher level in terms of athleticism and skill. So they played a really tough schedule, and I knew tonight was going to be a game where they had some size on us, and that was going to make it a little bit problematic.
Well, great, Ben, to wrap up the pre-Christmas schedule. They're playing Larned tonight, and I think they had one win coming into tonight.
Yeah, they did. And I told our guys in the locker room, I said, we're going to have a 2.5-hour bus ride. Christmas breaks the following week. You're going to have every excuse to come out flat. But I've been through this before, and that last game before Christmas sure makes the holiday break a lot more enjoyable when you can get a win versus get a loss. So we're going to watch film tomorrow and get some corrections made, and hopefully Friday we can turn it into a track meet.
I know you're going to say that when we do pregame on Thursday, but I'm excited for another track meet reference. So, Coach, congratulations on the win. I'll talk to you on Thursday. We'll see you Friday in Great Bend.
Thank you, Dylan.
That's Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin joining us here in postgame as the Spartans win it tonight 59-46. Let's take our final break, and when we come back, we'll give you some final thoughts and give you a preview of Friday's matchups in Great Bend. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners has service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
This has been the Spartan Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rough Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Bruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Cofeld Signs. The whole crew at Cofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student-athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans!
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the sports you need, live and local.
And back one final time from Spartan Gymnasium. Clean sweep here at Emporia High tonight as the Emporia High girls win tonight as well to improve to 5-0. The Emporia High girls, if you missed it, won 48-20 over Shawnee Mission North. And the Emporia High boys win it 59-46. And I am looking over some things real quick with standings. Great Bend. I was trying to write these while we had a moment. So coming into the night, the Great Bend girls were 3-1 on the season. Their loss came to Haven in the Kingman tournament on Saturday. And the Great Bend boys are 1-3. Both of them were playing Larned tonight in Great Bend. And it starts a long homestand for the Panthers, and they get to open up Western Athletic Conference play after Christmas break with Garden City and Hayes, and those are two tough teams. But both Great Bend teams are going to have their hands full with Emporia High coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, and both the girls and the boys team, you know, both coaches felt like they could have played better tonight. And, you know, Great Bend is going to be in trouble on Friday because both coaches and both teams are going to be looking to come out and kind of prove that they can play the way that they know that they know how to play.
Well, any other final comments? And we'll get out of here, and then we'll have a couple of days to get ready for a 2.5-hour trip out west to Great Bend.
Road trip.
We've made 2.5-hour trip. We made it before.
Yeah.
Know what happened? Game-winning field goal. Pittsburgh. Any other final comments?
No, I think they play well tonight. They play well enough. I think for the level that I know that both of these coaches want their teams to be at, they still have they still got some work to go. But it's early in the season, and you know they're doing a good job, getting better every game. So.
Well, I'm excited. I know. 10-0 between these two teams, it's great because we've seen some pretty good games, and Emporia High's found a way to win them all. But the third-ranked team in 5A on the girls' side really going to have their hands full. Cannot be playing like they did tonight against Great Bend. They got to have a performance like they did against Hayden. When you're playing those marquee teams that you want to get a win over, Great Bend. They're going to be a challenge. They're probably going to be 4-1. I haven't checked what they have tonight, but like I mentioned, they played Larned. So, but it'll be an interesting one. And
it'll be definitely an interesting one. And you know, like you said, third and 5A, you know, that puts a target on their back where everybody wants to beat them. So, especially the girls, you know, they are definitely going to have to bring their A game.
Let me pull up one more tidbit, and I did have another Centennial League update. On the boys' side, Manhattan and Topeka High are playing in Manhattan. They're tied at 25 at the break in Manhattan, and Emporia High will see Manhattan. It'll be kind of different. The trip into Manhattan will be January 17th for the girls and January 25th for the boys, and then they'll meet here in Spartan Gymnasium on Valentine's Day. But and then I saw Washburn Rural won tonight on the girls' side over Shawnee Mission Northwest. And let's see, what else can I find? Let me see if I can find some interesting other scores here. Yeah, Washburn Rural on the boys' side leads Shawnee Mission Northwest 17-13. Yeah, Washburn Rural Girls win tonight over Shawnee Mission West 54-45. Let me see if I can pull up a Manhattan score real quick so I can have that. Because Manhattan and Topeka High cracked the top 10 in 6A, and Topeka High on the girls' side all over Manhattan 75-42. And I just want to check something. I'm trying to see if Great Bend cracked the 5A rankings. No, they didn't. So Great Bend not in the 5A rankings this week. So it's still going to be a handful, and it'll be the third meeting in this in a year span, because they played each other in Great Bend last year, and then Emporia High played them in the championship game at the Glacier's Edge tournament where they won one-sided. So, all right. Well, let's get out of here, Darian, and get ready for a trip to Great Bend.
Road trip.
Road trip time coming up on Friday night as Emporia High will travel to Great Bend to wrap up the pre-Christmas schedule. We'll have the games here on KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Game times are 6 and 7:30, 5:45 pregame here on KVOE. Special thanks to Connie and Daniel running the show back at the KVOE studios. For Darian Harris, I'm Dylan Shorewood. Thanks for tuning in to Emporia High Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Have a great rest of your Tuesday evening, and we will talk to you on Friday from Great Bend. You've been listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Basketball has been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, the RV Dock, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Kayla Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, and Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KVOE Spartan Booster Club.
The spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight.